Episode 1. We all know you're high right now.
I had this dream last night that an old lady was feeding me poison food. She was wearing a shower cap and a purple dress. And I don't know how I knew that the food was poison. Or maybe I woke up before the dream was over and I went to work. Unless I'm still dreaming. But, if you're hearing my voice in your head right now, that's probably because my idea is working. I have this idea that if you could project enough like, you know how, like, sometimes when you think about something enough, it happens? Like, if you're worried about something and you can't stop thinking about it, it's going to happen. That's not honestly something I believe. I think that it might sort of work. I had this idea that I could send enough, like, good vibes into the world to people that they'd land on them. Does that make sense? No? No. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just needed someone to talk to, and I know you're not real. Neither is Ben, the man in the navy blue one piece that watches me flip burgers and reads me the news. But I believe in both of you, in the sense that I believe in words and poems, and that you could exist if you wanted to. But you don't. You were like my dreams last night, you see. I had a dream that an old lady was feeding me poison food. She was wearing a bonnet and a red dress. It wasn't red. White. Maybe scarlet. It could have been lighter than that. It could have been orange. Maybe blue. I don't know. I should clarify. I'm, like, really high right now. I make $9.20 an hour at the restaurant, which is more than most of the people make. Not that I'm truly superior to them in any way, I'm just better than them at most of the things that matter, especially cooking, since no one has ever returned a single burger that I have made for my entire life. My timing with the fryers is more precise than any other human I've met. John, who works at the register, is significantly better at mopping than me, and the manager is a lot better at swearing, since when I'm asked to swear, my tongue starts to swell up and I go into hemiplegical shock. I mean, I think that's what it's called. I failed my only Spanish class and I dropped out of school, so I'm not even sure if I learned it in the first place, but basically I've been here for 5 years and I think I got a pretty solid idea of what I'm doing. Not many people come to the restaurant between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. But I know that the ones who do always get good food since I am here and I am the best. It's actually maybe the best burger that you'll ever have. If you'd like to stop by, I'll make one for you. And since you are listening to me talk, I'll do this thing where you turn the burger on the grill and you burn these little lines into it. And I will burn this one Celtic knot pattern that I just figured out. This is why they keep me around. I can make you fries too. I actually get a lot of complaints about them. People say that they're awesome, especially when I make them. And then my manager doesn't really mind if I'm high, right? In case you were wondering. He's pretty chill about that. He graduated from community college, all with a master's in the arts of business and a degree in chemistry, with a sorus cum laude. He is tall, he is about 5'11", and he dresses in polite business casual, even though our uniform policy doesn't require it of him. We are friends on Facebook, and he likes all of my statuses, even when they're just videos. He wears Nike tennis shoes, and he sells a lot of drugs, and he hires people, mostly me, and other people too, which is nice. Other people. He patted me on the back, congratulated me. I didn't know what to say. I assume something like,
"Your burgers are the work of a benevolent deity in heaven."
And so I said thanks, and I thought it was still there. When I wanted to ask him what time it was, my stomach hurts. It's probably because of my dream. I had a dream that an old woman in her mid-80s was feeding me poison food. She was wearing a wide-brimmed, heavily embellished hat and a yellow sundress. And while she was spooning the food into my mouth, she was singing under her breath, really quietly. Everything was set to the tune of a Broadway musical, and I couldn't make out the words, except every once in a while I knew that she was singing about the specific intracellular processes that occur during cyanide poisoning. And I'm not sure how I know that. I just realized why the manager came up to me. He was introducing the new girl, Jessica. And he really said, "I want you, yes, you, to train the new girl, Jessica, Jesus Ramirez, St. Paul II of Stratford-upon-Avon." Today, that's my full name. I introduced her to the spatula.
Hi. This is Chris,"
I said, and she accepted it, laughing. I admired her even though I found her frightening. Her eyes were very bold and brown, and they cut into people. She smelled faintly like cinnamon, and had a nose shaped exactly like a triangle. I told her to bunch up her hair in a net, because even if we make meth in our basement, we definitely follow the health code to the letter. Generally. The health code is something, it's something intuitive, you know? I have no evidence of that, since I have not actually read the health code. But the health code just sounds like something that you can play by ear, you know? This guy named Jim taught me how to cook the first day, and he explained the secret to a good burger. Jim is gone, and I stand in his footsteps. Basically, what happened was one day Jim lost a finger, and so now he doesn't work here. I assume that he did things according to the code, since he lost a finger. Which, if my intuition is correct, is against the code. Did I say that right? Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. I assumed he did things according to the code, but that could be incorrect, since he lost a finger. Which, if my intuition is correct, is against the code. Okay, I see him at the convenience store when I go on break still. He lives by the dumpster. I try to emulate Jim because of the secret to the good burger was the foundation for my stellar cooking skills in the future. And Jim's good burger became my great burger. And I have never lost a finger at all in my life. And so I would contend that I have definitely improved on his model. Man, I think the girl knew I was high. Okay, so first of all, is when I said hello, I told her that her hair reminded me of a jellyfish. Because I was frightened. And she said thanks. But in this way where I think that she had to know I was high. We got one ticket, which was exciting. Up until that point, she'd just been reading the employee handbook. Was for a Santa Fe chicken sandwich with fries, which, for your information, I can cook backwards in my sleep while blindfolded on fire. I took one from the fridge where we keep the patties and stuff, and I started cooking it. I explained that at a certain point, you know, man, we're gonna flip the burger, but not immediately, you know, or constantly, but we are gonna, we're gonna leave it alone. Briefly, and then we'll wait for it to cook. She dunked the fries into the oil, and I explained the physics of placing the avocados on the burger once it was done. Gravity impacts avocados in a way that I think many people find difficult to understand. That is exactly the same as it impacts everything else. She seemed pleased with herself once we wrapped the burger and placed it in the bag. As always, I swept the floor because the day shift kind of sucks at doing things. Couldn't help but wonder what it felt like to be swept away. But the more I thought about it, the more it seemed real to me. Like, I was that cloud of dust being moved by these giant broom hairs. Probably seemed the size of skyscrapers or even highways flung miles away from where I live. Then, scooped up and dropped into the trash, this huge plastic hell, this but baby man, the floor, baby man, the floor enjoys it.
trying to imagine what it would be like to be lying down there like that, and you had someone like walking on top of you, and they're like kind of tickling you with the broom, and it's cool. But man, the more I thought about it, the more I realized I was just standing still, and that I've been staring at the floor, and not the girl's reflection on the floor, for 5 minutes. And the tiger had come in, and the girl did not know what to do. The girl screamed in a strange language at the top of her lungs as I read the ticket. 7,000 beef burgers and a shrimp taco. She looked at me strangely.
That's, strange?
I know. We don't serve shrimp tacos. How many times do we need to tell them?
But do we have 7,000 beef burgers? What does that mean?
I was remembering this dream. I had a dream that this middle-aged man was dressed in his grandmother's clothing, and he was feeding me shrimp tacos and beef burgers. They were laced with cyanide, and it was taking a while for me to eat all the burgers and tacos, because I was a force of nature in this dream, and he was a volcano pouring sulfur over the earth.
The order is for 2 packs of French fries and a double cheeseburger.
The restaurant chanted in unison.
Oh, well, that makes sense,
said the girl, immediately going to work with the fries like someone chained her. Thanks, Jessica. I counted to 39 times, and then I counted to 3, and I took the fries out of the oil. It didn't take long for it to reach the outskirts of the restaurant. Me and the new girl were then left alone. Your name's Jesus Ramirez St. Paul II of Stratford-upon-Avon? The new girl asked me. I stuttered, emitting a deep throat noise until I realized.
Your name's Jessica.
Of that, I tried to look very deep into her eyes for a very long time, straining myself, trying to think of her name. Oh, they said it. They said her name. They said the name of the girl.
Jessica Powell?
I gave up after 3 seconds.
Hartford.
How did you come here?
Oh, well, I saw the help wanted sign outside the window when I was driving by.
So, that means you drove, right? You drove.
actually, I walked. I live right up the street.
Yeah, that's cool. I prefer to live down the street. But I could live there, too. Your eyes are like salt water.
Are you hitting on me?
Aghast, I shook my head.
I'd never hit you.
Which I realized is, I realized is why I didn't hit him, the young man. I had a dream that a young man in his mid-20s was feeding me poison food. He He had on a transparent top hat and was wearing his grandmother's bathrobe. He didn't like to, but a spider had stolen part of his brain, he explained callously while sporking the food into my mouth, and he had lost his ability to practice scientific reasoning. I could see his brain through the top hat, because the top hat was wait.
You're kind of sweet.
Terrified. I realized that she wanted to eat me alive, and so I looked for an excuse to leave. Circling around aimlessly somewhere between 30 and 36 times, I knocked a styrofoam container to the ground, and then, feeling bad, I picked up the styrofoam container and I ran to the bathroom. In the bathroom, I sang a song. Emerging from the bathroom, Ben accosted me.
You haven't heard the news today,
he said. Ben is a man in a navy blue one piece that reads me the news. He has a thick gray mustache that looks like Grover Cleveland's. But I don't know how I know that, though, because I dropped out of school, and Grover Cleveland's the only president to fight two non-consecutive land wars in Asia or something, and his mustache is seeing things that no man is capable of comprehending. Ben is like Grover Cleveland's, and not only does he have the mustache, but his last name is a city in Ohio. A croon. Ben, a croon. Silently thought to them, because he doesn't exist.
Ben, I can't hear the news right now. There's a girl, and the girl is looking at me.
Ben disagreed.
If you don't hear the news, everyone will know you're hired. Come now and pack your leggings near me and think. I've got to read the news. And tell your imaginary friends to listen as well, since they are invested in foreign money markets.
I understand what you meant. But it's a long story. Yeah, listen to Ben, I guess. Ben is a man. In a navy blue one piece. And he is going to read me.
In international news, Vladimir Putin knows your eye, and he thinks you're too stupid to know it. Also, the seven malvaliers have managed to record in their ongoing war against Angola. 30 million deaths have not occurred in the bloodless conflict, which is still contained to a small staring match in the Kabinda province and an old man cursing at me. Domestically, your imaginary investment in foreign money markets will yield you 37 Zimbabwean pesos every second, inevitably collapsing our economy if you don't pull out right now to hyperinflation. Down the street, 7 out of 10 fat kids are currently moshing to the sounds of silence, and the president promises retribution. Locally, and Jessica would like to know your actual name. This is the 44th time they've changed you to suit their needs.
I said thank you to Ben, and he climbed into the sink. Falling asleep, it was 4 a.m. And I stumbled out of the hallway. I realized that Jessica was asking me what's wrong. Nothing. I told her. Ugh, I think she knows I'm high. But I'm really bothered by my dream. I don't know what to make of it. I had a dream that I was feeding a young man poison food and explaining to him my work on digital astrology and the human brain. I was wearing a hurricane, and my eyes were shaped like the state of Florida, my nose like Cuba or Hispaniola. I couldn't tell. They both look the same if you never look at maps, and I never look at maps. The young man was in his boxers and he kept asking me where he left his keys. And all I cared about was feeding him the oatmeal. Or maybe it wasn't oatmeal at all. How did I know it was poison?
We all
The entire restaurant chanted in unison as I took a third ticket. Jessica smiled as she looked at me.
I think I can get this one.
Wondering if she had mastered the elementary composition of a cheeseburger, I observed her with caution.
Because, you know, that was the funny thing, is how the girl smelled like cinnamon. Usually things in the restaurant smell like other things in the restaurant. Because there's a grease fire, always burning somewhere out of sight. The night manager darting in and out of the basement. Smells like that. But she still smelt like cinnamon. Which was... it was good. Jessica finished the burger almost perfectly. Though she was only a fraction of the man that I was still. A third ticket came, and we were suddenly in the midst of a rush. And food items were demanded at an astounding pace, and we kept up powerfully. The rush lasted somewhere between 15 minutes to a year, and I was relieved when it was over. We began restocking all things, and we began sweeping for the day shift. As we did, I spoke to her. I'm sorry if I, like, accidentally hit you.
No, I said hitting on me, actually.
Oh. Right. That's what you said. Right. No. Wait. No. Is that worse? Is that better? No, it's worse. It's worse. It's worse. Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't sure. You did kind of tell me my hair reminded you of a jellyfish, and that my eyes are like salt water.
It was a metaphor, since I was only just begun meeting you. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
We went about talking. No, we didn't. Yeah, we did. But we didn't. We just went about taking the trash out to the dumpster, and we made it to the dumpster, where the smells of the dumpster and the smells of the nighttime mingled with the strange smells of cinnamon in the surrounding city. 1,000 sleeping eyes dreamed about me painfully, wondering who I was and how I got there. I'm not confident I exist, and in the darkness I float like a red balloon and...
No offense, man.
The girl interrupted my train of thought.
Are you...
City woke. All eyes laughing cruelly. My legs shaking and the entire restaurant chanting in unison, "Everyone knows you're high."
Yes, it's the secret to my success.
Really?
It wasn't. But from experience, I knew it was the easiest to steal. In reality, it's you. My dreams and all you are. My dreams, like fish inside of bottles, like rosemary sprinkled on a student's head, like the river Styx and an untouched ankle, which when added with the pieces of itself that do not exist, sum to 180 degrees to form a perfect triangle. Everyone knew that I was high, but no one knew that last night I had a dream that I was feeding my grandmother poisoned food.
and I'd never realized it until the moment that she closed her eyes. I will never remember what I was wearing. Or what she was wearing. Only that you were there, dressed in white, your hands perfectly clean. Since I was the one who you left to cook your food. Man, I reiterate, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I'm really high right now.
Grease Fire is a poem written, performed, and recorded by Timmy Vilgiati in affiliation with the Redheaded Zombie Show. The show was originally performed on UCCS Radio in 2015 and is now being re-recorded with better sounds. If you enjoy Grease Fire, consider listening to my other show, Rivers of the Mind, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts. You can also pledge money to help support my shows, my art, and my music at patreon.com/Timmy Vilgiati. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.